Welcome back to the Prepared Podcast. On today's episode, we welcome Bridget Ferguson to the podcast. Join us as Bridget shares her heart and passions through her personal walk with the Lord and through her ministry at the Chicago Temple Corps. Welcome, Bridget. Today is kind of a momentous episode in that it's the 50th episode of the Prepare Podcast.
Oh, wow. Okay.
I didn't know if you knew that
or not. I did not. Yeah. Oh, wow.
So, no pressure.
Okay. None.
But we're very happy you're here. And just before we begin, I just want to give the listeners a little clue into how long I've known you. I mean, our days go back to CMI
yes,
in the 90s.
Do. Oh, yes.
When we were students.
Yeah.
And I knew your brothers, too, Byron and Dale. And I didn't know your other brother that works here.
Patrick. He didn't really attend like the camps and you know, those things, but he's pretty active in the Corps.
That's
so,
great.
Yeah.
So a new depth of knowledge to you that
there's
I didn't know.
There's a lot
know.
Of us. So.
I know. Yeah.
So.
And then I remember when you came to Little Pine Island Camp in, I think it was like 1996 when you were on the summer mission team.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
Wow. Yes.
And I was
Lars
there.
And John yes. Kim. Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
So I remember that, too. And we spent a week with you guys, I think, out there at camp.
Yeah. Yeah. We were up in the Big Rapids area.
Yep.
Yeah. Oh, man. Wow.
I know.
Great
Our
memory.
Days go back
oh, my gosh.
Way back there.
Oh, my goodness.
Okay. Yes, I know. So you work in the Business and Administration Department right now. So tell us a little bit about what you do here at THQ.
I actually work for the Business Administrator. He's Lieutenant Colonel Richard Amick. He's one of the cabinet members.
Okay.
And I just assist him in any way. That means we're over, I think, 10 sections there's in the Business Department, Business Section. And we just kind of oversee the work in those 10 departments, in those 10 departments. So I'm just
You're the glue.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, and it's fun. I love it. But, that's what I do, really, in a nutshell.
How long have you worked here?
I've worked here at THQ. I've been here before, but this second round, I've been here since 2014. Okay. Yeah, I was over in the old building, and then we moved over here. Yeah.
Good. Well, I know there's so much more about you that we don't know. So not only do you work here at THQ, but tell us a little bit about yourself. Like, who is Bridget Ferguson? Just tell us.
Wow. Bridget's a mom. She's a wife. Wait, Bridget's a Christian. Bridget loves the Lord.
Yeah.
Bridget loves to have a good time. Bridget loves to laugh. You know, little known fact, Bridget's an introvert. So this is like way out of my stratosphere. Yeah, I've read somewhere where you can be an extroverted introvert. I think that's what I am. Because I could shine, like, talking to you, hey, I'm good, because I'm familiar. So Bridget's an introvert. Bridget loves people. She just loves the Lord. Bridget loves to do, loves to be, loves to love again. Like I said, loves to love people and just love to be a servant, loves to, you know, just do. Not much to me, but
lots there. We're going to uncover all of the wonderful things
Let's
about Bridget Ferguson. So first of all, how did you come to the Salvation Army?
Wow. It was through, at the time, Home League. It was through Home League.
Okay.
I was born and raised in the projects and Henry Horner projects here in Chicago.
Okay.
And there was a Home League lady who attended. There was a lady that lived in our building, an elderly lady that lived in our building who attended Home League. I think she did go to church as well, but I know Home League. And
what Corps was that?
Chicago Temple.
Okay, Temple.
And so she would invite, it started with my older brother who came for some time alone. And then a few years had passed, and then she had invited my brother Dale, who... You know, said, come on, y'all, come on, everybody, come on, y'all, come on, y'all. So we all came and we started with, you know, the Wednesday Youth Nights. It was Wednesday for us, but Wednesday Youth Nights. And it just went from there. It just escalated from there.
How old were you?
Ooh, I started coming when I was 4.
Oh my
gosh. Yeah. I used to like to tag along with Dale. I mean, wherever he went, I wanted to go. So, okay, you know.
Big brother.
Yeah, exactly. So I just...
So what a great outreach that do you remember who that was?
Her name was Miss Carrie.
Miss Carrie.
Yeah, Miss Carrie. She's She's gone to be with the Lord, like, you know, years ago.
But what an impact she had on your life.
Yeah, I still remember her. I still remember her walk. I still remember her talk. I still remember the sound of her voice. I remember the inside of her apartment, the makeout, and just everything about her. I still remember all of that. Yeah.
Now, did you have any prior church experience before that? Did your parents take you anywhere?
Well, my mother would go to the Baptist church. You know, okay. Of course, but I was so not really. This is the only church that I can remember. Mm-hmm. If there was anything before that, I don't remember it. Okay. So I don't know. But yeah, so this is what I know.
So tell us a little bit about your family, your home.
My home. Yeah. Let's go with my extended family. Mm-hmm. I'm from a family of 12. Oh, well, now there's 11. I had a sister that passed away about 5 years ago. So there's I have 10 brothers and sisters now, 8 brothers, 3, well, 2 sisters now. And I'm number 11.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah, I'm next to the youngest.
Oh my goodness. Who is the youngest?
My sister Monica, she's the youngest, by 2 years. Okay. We're just like 2.5 years apart.
Yeah.
And some of us are involved with the Army, others are involved with other churches. My immediate family is my husband, Reggie, some may know him.
I know Reggie.
You know Reggie?
Oh, yeah. Good piano player.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah, he's a good cat. You know, he'll work. But no, he's good. And then my son and daughter, Stephen and Sydney, teenagers.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, so you,
yeah.
Yes.
You got your hands full.
Yes, I do. Yeah, but they're good kids, you know. Stephen has some, you know, has some things, you know, going on, but he's really good. You know, he's progressed and he's doing really well. And Sydney's she's like super smart. So that's sometimes it's a blessing and a curse because.
True. Because sometimes then they can tell you that you're not as smart as they are.
See. And
Right. We've lived, people, you know.
That's what I try to explain to her. But she's a good girl, really good. You know, they're good kids and, you know, just nice little family unit or what have you. Yeah. That's me.
Sounds blessed.
It is.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So how did you first come to the Lord?
Oh, wow.
Do you remember?
I do, actually. When I really, really, I was about 16.
Oh, wow.
15, 16, and I just came to the realization that no, that enough's enough. I got to do this right.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I wasn't like that bad kid that went off and did, but I just wasn't right. You know what I'm saying? So I just came to the realization that no, I've been taught all these years to be this way and to walk this way and to talk this way. I mean, when I mean talk this way, as in, you know, just be just a Christian holistically.
Mm-hmm.
Now I got to do this right. You know, this is not right. You know, hell and heaven, that's real, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So I have to do this right. And that's when I was just like, look, Lord, here I am. Come on.
Oh, that's amazing.
What you got for me?
That's awesome. That's kind of a turning point when it becomes your faith.
Yeah.
Not your family's faith.
Right.
Not your pastor's faith.
Exactly.
It becomes your experience.
Yep. And it was, wow, you know, and it was easy. It wasn't this whole, burning bush experience. It was just easy.
Yeah.
It was easy to walk that way. It was easy, you know. I'm like, oh, okay, this is what this was all about.
Right.
Okay, I got it. All
That's
right.
Awesome.
This wasn't that. This is not that bad.
Yeah.
So, okay.
So give us a little snapshot of your ministry in the Salvation Army. Like, what things have you been involved with? What leadership roles over the years?
Mostly music because, coming up, as a kid, I felt so inadequate. Oh, I just felt like I just did not belong. And I was an introvert. I was a shy kid. Mm-hmm. I just felt like I wasn't enough. But music, I was enough. Through music, I was enough.
Mm-hmm.
I knew that, I could do this, you know. I mean, I wasn't the best at whatever it is I could do, but I felt I was good at what I could do. So it was so music. I felt that I could, you know, be a good help, be a good resource. So, you know, it was mostly music. Until recently, until the last, I'm going to say about 10 years, I began to work with the Sunbeams. Oh, I love my little Beamers. Oh, my gosh, my little Sunbeams. So I began to start with that, and I'm like, oh, okay, I got this. Mm-hmm. I can do this. So as of late, it's been kind of youth work. That's what I kind of do, mm-hmm. the core. But Sunbeams is kind of my thing. I love those little girls. I'm telling you, that age, that's that age where they're not too sassy and not too jazzy. They don't know everything.
Right.
And they're like eager, mm-hmm. you know.
Mm-hmm.
So
sponges.
See, mm-hmm. yeah. And so, and I could be, that example for them. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah. So that's pretty much music and youth, music and Sunbeams.
Well, I can tell you, I know you're gifted in both of those areas. Well, I've seen you in music. I mean, I've seen you lead and I've seen you sing. I've heard you sing. You've got an amazing voice.
Oh, look at the.
And now you're paired up with Black. Reggie, which is you're like the dream team. You know? It's
Pot
awesome.
Call the Kettle Black. I'm sorry. Oh my gosh.
Oh, it's so awesome though. I mean, and isn't it interesting how God equips us for mm-hmm. stages of our lives, you know? Mm-hmm. Like music mm-hmm. was your thing and you did that and you are still fulfilling that ministry, that calling. Yeah. But now the Lord is equipping you for a new ministry that mm-hmm. maybe you didn't realize that you ever wanted to do.
No, I didn't.
Yeah.
You know, I was just like, no kids. No, I don't want to. But then my kids came along. Yeah. My children came along and they give you you gain a whole new patience, whole different level of patience, whole different level of compassion, an entirely different level of empathy, you know, and just passion.
Yes.
So that I maybe, you know, my kids were my inspiration, but I'm glad because, you know, I feel that I'm good at it, you know, and the girls, you know, they enjoy, you know, our time together. Yeah. So they seem to.
We'll see. Mm-hmm. How many Sunbeams do you have?
Last season, because we're just kind of starting up again for this, you know, program year, about five or six. Yeah.
Okay.
Wasn't many. So, yeah.
But
it was
bad.
Still.
Yeah.
That's a nice little class. Yeah. You know,
and you're planting seeds, you know.
See? Oh, my goodness.
It's all coming back full circle now. You're the inspiration and you're the.
And I remember being them.
Yes.
I was there.
Right.
You know, I was that. You know, I can identify with the timid child. Mm-hmm. I can identify because I was a little hyper too. I can identify with the hyper child. I can identify with the, you know, the one that feels they're insufficient, you know, mm-hmm. and I'm like, man, she is me and I am her.
Wow.
You know, so I'm like, look at God. Come on.
You can speak truth into their lives.
Yeah.
I love that.
So
I love their little sweet little minds at that mm-hmm. age. They're so ready, you know?
Yes,
they're so ready to receive.
Yeah. So it is important that we're able to give them the right tools, the right thing. So I always think that. That's always in my mind. They're impressionable. So let me, please, Lord, allow me to give them the right things, the right stuff.
Well, it's a reason why they call it character building, too. You know, I mean, that's what we're doing.
Yeah.
We are building that strong character.
Absolutely. Yep. So
that's awesome. So looking back when you first started in your leadership roles, mm-hmm. what do you wish you had known? And do you have any advice for our leaders now or new leaders now coming into it?
The quality I wish I had was patience, more patience. You have to be patient and you have to meet them where they are. That's just my own philosophy. Mm-hmm. Meet them. I don't, you know, with being the parent of a special needs child, I always hear, you got to teach to them. I think that's what they say. Basically, you know, not your own agenda, but you got to teach how they learn. Mm-hmm. That's, so if I had that where I deal with children who come from very difficult situations. Mm-hmm. I myself, you know, even though my home life was good, my surrounding, my outside was difficult. So I understand. So had someone, you know, if I had been more, if someone just told me patience is important,
mm-hmm.
Teach the way they learn.
Mm-hmm.
That's important. Because early on, I didn't know all of that. So I'm teaching this elaborate and doing this elaborate way. And they're just like, huh? You know? So then I just learned, oh, wait a minute. I think about what they say in Stephen's IEP meeting. You know, this is, we got to do it
right.
The way he can learn. Mm-hmm. So be patient and do it the way they learn.
Yeah.
You know, mm-hmm. Design
more
something.
More individualized.
Right. Yeah. Design
structure.
Something. So, yeah, those are really the only things I can think of, really, that it was just someone just told, be patient.
Yeah.
Have more patience.
Patience is huge for working with little kids.
Yeah.
Because
absolutely.
I remember days when, you know, one child would just set me off over the edge.
Absolutely.
And I lost my patience. And what did I teach him that day?
Absolutely.
You know,
yep.
It was not something pleasing, you know, to the
absolutely.
Lord anyway. Yep. So, yeah. So patient. That's huge.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. So what are the things that you're passionate about right now?
Well, not to be so deep, but
no.
Equality.
Okay.
Racial.
Yeah.
Gender.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just really, you know, so much going on. We're living in the same world.
I know.
You know,
mm-hmm.
I know. Mm-hmm. It's just so much going on where there is some disparities going on. And I'm just so, especially in the Army, I just want it to just be where, you know, take what you have, what I have, and let's put it together despite who we are, what we are, what we look like, and let's just get this done.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? But just, yeah, I'm real passionate about right now about just equality,
mm-hmm.
Racial equality,
mm-hmm.
you know, probably for obvious reasons, but you know, those gender, mm-hmm. those kind of things. So, yeah.
Is there anything that you're doing in regards to moving that forward? Like at your core or here or?
Just practicing inclusion.
Yeah.
And I like this whole idea of being at the table because I always felt that I didn't deserve to be at the table.
Hmm.
Yeah, I used to, those were my inadequacies. That's the way, you know, I felt. I always felt, and even in the Army, you know, it was mostly in the Army where I felt that I didn't have a seat at the table. I didn't belong at the table because of this, that, and the other. But, you know, just making awareness that, yeah, we all have something to give.
Yeah.
We all have something to say. We all have certain talents we can provide.
Mm-hmm.
We can add. We could, you know,
mm-hmm.
include. So it's just that's making that awareness of trying to make the awareness, get the awareness that we all have something we can add to
mm-hmm.
this thing called building the kingdom.
Yeah.
So
absolutely.
Yeah, that's,
and I love that you live out your example too.
Like I try.
I see that in you.
No.
I see how you are inclusive, and you do lead. You lead the way in that. So.
Yeah, I try. So you know, and then just like, and then I have to think because of the Army, I wouldn't know you.
Right.
You
yeah,
know what
right,
I'm saying?
Right.
Because my world was primarily African American. I'm gonna mm-hmm. just be the neighborhood I grew up in,
yep.
the school I went, you know, went to my elementary school, high school not so much, mm-hmm. and college of course not mm-hmm. so much. But I wouldn't know people who I would consider,
right.
I mean, lifelong friends.
Yeah.
We're not, I mean, we, you know, hang out every day or whatever,
right.
but I've known you. So
mm-hmm.
this is an example of how we all can come to the table
yeah.
and just again build up the kingdom.
Yeah,
you know,
together. Yeah,
yeah. There you go.
Because we are working towards the same mission.
Absolutely.
So why not work together instead of against
yep.
one another?
Absolutely.
That's
yep.
fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so let's switch gears just a little bit. Now mm-hmm. I know you mentioned you have a special needs.
Son.
What kind of, do you mind sharing a little bit
absolutely.
About that?
He's on the spectrum. He's on autism
okay.
spectrum. He was originally diagnosed with, it's called PDDNOS, Pervasive Developmental Disorder,
okay.
not otherwise specified.
Okay.
Basically,
mm-hmm.
he has the symptoms and kind of the mannerisms of autism, but we can't say that it is,
yeah.
but now they've all just grouped it, you know, it's
yep.
on a spectrum. So, he's on the spectrum. So, but he would be classified in school as having autism.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Is he mainstreamed? Is he going to public school or do you have him in?
No, he goes to public school, but he's in a self-contained class.
Okay.
But he
okay.
goes out for his specials. He does
okay.
with gen ed. He does
yeah.
he has phys ed, art, and music, things like that. He does that with Gen Ed. Because he's pretty high functioning, but he still needs that.
He still needs that special.
Yes,
special
absolutely.
Time. Is he involved in anything outside of school? Does he like...
Yes, he participates in Special Olympics.
Oh, great.
Through the Park District.
Yeah.
So he's done that. He's 14.
That's awesome.
He's done that since I think he was about 8.
Okay.
So, yeah, and he loves it. I mean, he's gone to, you know, the state, the state games and all that. He's done that plenty of times. So
awesome.
He loves it. That's his thing, and that's where he shines.
Yeah.
So it's perfect.
And Sydney, what is she? She's, you said, a teenager.
Oh, yes.
What is
she
like?
But that's my little buddy. That's my little friend.
Oh,
yeah, that's my little buddy. She's a sophomore, and she's involved in things in school, the drill team, the rifle team. She's more into art. She's in ROTC, so she's into, those things. So the drill team, the rifle team, the sabers with the swords. So
that's awesome.
Yeah, so she's really... really into it.
Good.
Yeah, so she does those things. She's talked a little bit about track and things like that, but we'll see how that goes. And she played basketball what's that, junior high.
Good. So you have your hands full.
I do.
You are a full-time working mom and wife. So what do you do to keep yourself sane in these days? What kinds of things do you do just to refresh yourself?
You know what? The Hallmark Channel.
Really?
Yes. I mean, it's they know.
Closet Hallmark fan.
Oh, that my family knows that that's whatever, that's all that's on the television. We're not big TV watchers, actually. But the Hallmark Channel, it stays on.
Oh, I love it.
Yes, it does. So that's my thing. Yeah, that's the way I kind of wind down and chill out.
Good. Mm-hmm. So do you cook?
I do.
What is your favorite thing you like to cook for your family?
The favorite thing I like to cook is because it's their favorite.
Okay.
Macaroni and cheese. Homemade macaroni. Oh. I mean, everything from scratch. Yeah. They love it.
The best.
Yeah.
My daughter would love that.
Oh,
she's a huge mac and cheese fan.
Okay.
Mm. Yeah.
I remember that.
Yeah. Well, it sounds amazing. We'll have to get together. And
absolutely.
Share some recipes and we love that.
Yeah,
so what does it look like for you to live out your faith in just your everyday life?
Wow. Just being an example, I work in the business, section, and people would equate that with, money, and legal and, finance and legal and just the business things, straightforward, black and white, great. But I still find that as ministry, especially my interaction, I love interaction with the department, with people out the field. The way I am with other people, that's how I act out my faith. The way how I treat others, how I am with others. Mm-hmm. Some people have their opinions of how I am with others, because sometimes I am pretty straightforward. I am to the point. Mm-hmm. But overall,
you have to get your job done, too.
Exactly. But overall, I just love people, and I like interacting with people. So I feel that that is my ministry. That is the way I exercise my faith. That is the way I show my faith. Because on our side, I would say we don't have many people who are Salvationists. I don't know what they are, I don't know where they attend or whatever. So I have to be that example. I have to, and not because I have to, but I am required. I am called to be that example. So my interaction with others, that's the way I show my faith. That's the way I exhibit it.
I always look at it as, I don't know where your walk is right now. Don't even know if you have a walk.
See, that's
but if you could see just a glimmer of Jesus, and I think you do. I do. I really do. I just,
yeah.
Just knowing you from years ago and now knowing you now, I can see Jesus in you.
Oh,
just in the way you talk, in the way you conduct yourself. You're such a great example to those around
you. Thank you so much. Thank you.
I really feel like people can look up to you in a lot of ways as well.
Oh, never thought about that, but it's just,
yeah.
Because Jesus loved me, I'm going to love you.
Yeah, absolutely.
I mean,
that's a great motto.
You know.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Sometimes I'm gonna be honest. I might not like things and people. I'm gonna be honest, and that's human, you know.
That's totally.
But because
human.
Jesus loved me, I'm gonna love you. I don't know. I don't know if that's too simplistic, but
not at all. The gospel is simple, isn't it? The gospel is simple. Why do we complicate it?
Absolutely.
Because Jesus loved me, I can love you. Mm-hmm. That's beautiful.
Yep.
I love it. Well said.
That's it. I mean,
we should put that on a poster or something and hang it up. This is Bridget's mantra.
Yeah. I mean, that's it.
I love it.
Yep.
Absolutely love it. Well, I appreciate you so much for coming and sharing your story with us today, Bridget. You are an inspiration.
Oh, thank you.
Not just to me, but I know many other women, and our listeners are going to love listening to this today. And I feel like God is using you in so many ways.
Oh, I hope so.
He is. But we encourage you to keep going keep holding up the torch and those pillars and growing in the Lord. I know that I will add you to my prayer list. I know our listeners will add you to our prayer list. And I hope that out of all of this, just moving back to Chicago, that our friendship will grow as well. I would love that.
Yes.
I really would. So thank you so much, Bridget.
Absolutely. No problem.
As we close out today, I just want to take a minute to thank everyone who participated in the annual day of prayer for victims of human trafficking last Sunday. Please continue to pray for the victims, for those on the front lines in your community, and for the Salvation Army as we continue to fight against human trafficking. Thanks also for welcoming me to the women's ministry team in the Central Territory. I look forward to continuing this wonderful ministry that Sarah McCullough began 4 years ago. I hope this episode has left you feeling prepared and equipped for tomorrow. Thanks for listening. God bless you today.